a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
Money Pit is presented by Deep Sentinel, Schluter, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you create your best home ever. So, as you look around your house, inside or out, is there a project you'd like to get done? Well, we'd love to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call your questions in to 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you love your outdoor spaces except because of those very, very annoying mosquitoes, we've got tips on the most effective way to stop them from putting you on their diet and taking a bite out of that backyard barbecue fun.
And natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also very high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of stone tops worth the hassle? We highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Plus, over the last year, more than 11,300 kids have been treated for tip-over injuries, and almost 500 have died. We're going to share important safety tips to keep your kids safe.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
So let's get started. Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Plus, if you do, we've got some tools to give away. We've got an Arrow T50 plus a supply of staplers. That is the most popular staple gun in America because it works for dozens of projects around the house. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Chris in Ohio is taking on some remodeling projects and needs some help figuring out a way to finance. What can we do for you?
So I've got it's like a Cape Cod house, and I was thinking about putting some new windows in.
Okay.
And I was wondering about the cost that would be involved, and I was thinking either Anderson or Pella windows.
Have you talked to any window companies yet?
I have not. I figured I'd have a couple of reps come out and give me some estimates.
Right. Okay.
I was kind of hoping you guys might be able to ballpark it for me.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it really depends on the size of the window and the style of the window, but, you know, probably at least a few hundred dollars a window for an Anderson or a Pella. You know, they're sort of high end. You also could look at some of the baseline windows that are sold. You can order replacement windows at Home Depot, for example. I've ordered many over the years that are vinyl clad and stand up very, very well and have an Energy Star rated glass in it. So you have many options on the windows. How do you want to pay for this? Are you thinking about paying cash, or are you going to get a loan, or what?
I was thinking about paying cash. Would I get a discount by paying cash?
Possibly if you're dealing with an independent window contractor, maybe. But okay. I wouldn't focus on that as much as just finding the right pro. You know, you could reach out to, through homeadvisor.com. You could submit a request for window companies and determine on their website which are the best rated. That's one way to find some pros in your area. But I will tell you this. Make sure you purchase an Energy Star rated windows. And there's going to be a certification on the window. Each window is going to have a National Fenestration Rating Council code on it. And it's going to talk about how efficient the glass is. And it's kind of a standard that you can use to compare different types of windows. But if you make sure the windows are Energy Star rated, that's a really good place to be. Because there's a lot of confusion out there. Because a lot of the window companies may use a substandard manufacturer and somebody called not too long ago and the tall tales that, these guys were making up about, how the other guy's windows were bad was really crazy. But the thing is people just don't know. So if you stick with a reliable brand and you're getting an Energy Star rated window, I don't think you can go wrong.
Bonnie in Maryland's on the line is having an issue at her home. What's going on?
My husband has rental property, and one of the tenants decided to destroy the property on the way out and poured wet cement into the drains. And so I just want to know what can be done and the cost of it and things like that in terms of the repairs, because maybe it's just not even worth trying to find another tenant after doing a bunch of work that costs a bunch of money.
Wow, that's awful. Boy, what a jerk to do something like that. It's just terrible. You know, it seems to me, though, that that's a crime. I mean, that's basically vandalism. And as such, not only can you first, of course, press criminal charges, but secondly, it seems like that should be something that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. Have you tried speaking with your insurance company about this?
You know, it was just something that my husband had, talked to me about. It's not really anything that it's really my business. I'm not sure.
Well, you should call your insurance agent and you should talk with them about that, because this is not, we're not talking about wear and tear, like, oh, you got to paint the walls because you have somebody living there. This is damage. This is like having an arsonist burn your house down. You know, those kinds of crimes are covered by the insurance. That's one of the reasons you have insurance. So, we pay so much money for that. So I would definitely, make that claim. How much work this is to fix, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. I'm guessing since you're in Maryland, is this house, the bathroom's on the first floor, second floor? What's underneath the plumbing? Is it going to slab?
It's a trailer.
Okay.
It's a trailer.
All right. So then you have full access above and below. So you're probably gonna have to just cut out those pipes. It's all gonna sort of hang down the bottom of the pipe. So you're just gonna have to find out where it ends and cut it out. But again, I would not hesitate to file a criminal complaint and also to file a claim with my insurance company, or at least speak to my agent about that part.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this weekend? Are you tackling an outdoor project? Are you maybe getting a guest room ready for those friends we're welcoming over again? Well, whatever it is, reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, they are bloodthirsty and relentless visitors. No, we're not talking about your family. We're talking about mosquitoes. We're going to share the most effective ways to curb the mosquito population around your house when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in the Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deitch Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deitch Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deitch Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TotalTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TotalTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Download the Money Pit podcast and listen when you want at moneypit.com/podcast. Hey guys, we've got a handy tool to give away today to one lucky listener. It's the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and a supply of T50 staples. Now, this is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant, it's got all chrome steel housing, and it is made in the USA. Going out to one listener drawn at random, make that you. Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, now we're going to talk to Bill from Illinois, who's got some questions about what's going on with the bathtub. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have it's a 28-year-old shower tub, and I'm not sure if it's ceramic or fiberglass, and I have a couple of cracks in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's an easy fix for a crack in a tub that's physically cracked. I mean, we've repaired shower pans, for example, by using fiberglass repair, or a fiberglass repair kit, where basically you're applying a rosin and then you're pressing fiberglass sort of into the mix and then putting multiple layers of additional rosin on top of that. But it's not a very attractive finish. And I've done this on an emergency basis where, you know, I had like a cracked shower pan. I had a rental apartment, for example, and I wanted to just make it stop leaking so we weren't bothering the lady below. And we did it and it worked, but eventually I had to take it out and replace it anyway. So for a tub that's physically cracked like that, I don't have a good solution for you.
Figured it would be a tough one.
Yeah.
I've heard of these overlap coverings.
Oh, the inserts. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I think one of the companies is Bathfitter that does it. I mean, it's not a bad idea, except that what we've found is that economically, the cost of a complete bathroom renovation and the cost of doing, you know, like an insert are not so far apart. I mean, it is less expensive than a complete reno, but you are restricted to the tub you have now, obviously, and the size of that tub, which gets smaller when you put an insert into it. And if you do the renovation, you know, you might have some opportunities to improve the place, improve that space a little bit more than you could by just doing an insert. So it definitely is an option. And with the tub that you have now, though, I would suspect if it did physically crack, it's probably a fiberglass tub that was not properly supported, because what you're supposed to do when you put them in is to put like a loose mortar mix underneath the tub and then press the tub down into that, which gives it complete and total support across the whole floor. Sometimes if contractors skip that step, it ends up being a little flexible, and over the years, just getting in and out of the tub, it eventually wears and cracks.
Well, actually, I took a fall.
Oh, you did? And that's how it happened?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah, well.
And I'm okay, but the crack was there, and it's on the upper slope of the tub, so it's not at the bottom. And I have not had any leakage problem.
Well, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. I'd say your options are, you know, your options are to tear it and replace, or to do an insert. But in terms of patching it, I couldn't really tell you anything that's going to be very attractive other than the fiberglass trick.
Okay.
All right, Bill?
All right. I appreciate that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, this summer, you're likely to have some unwanted visitors at your barbecues, pool parties, and other backyard gatherings. You know, the kind that likes to take bites out of you and your guests. But mosquitoes are not only a major hassle, they're also among the world's most dangerous insects due to their ability to transmit viruses to humans.
That's right. And that's why now the best way to protect yourself from mosquito bites is not to give mosquitoes a chance to make themselves at home near your home. Now, the first step is to eliminate all sources of standing water, because that's where mosquitoes lay their eggs. You know, here's a crazy stat. A female mosquito can lay over 100 eggs at a time, which can grow full size, ready to bite, in as little as 8 to 10 days. So imagine that.
All of that
inside
sounds
of 2 weeks.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It really sounds not so great, Tom. So we're not talking about looking for leaks around your property, guys. We're going to look for things like standing water in areas that are so much smaller. Think about like an empty flower pot, a bucket, a jar, a wheelbarrow, any other container that can hold water after rain, even if it's just a tiny little amount, is going to be the perfect spot for mosquitoes to breed in. So go ahead and drill holes in the bottom of trash cans and recycling buckets. That's going to allow the water to drain out. And then check your kids' toys like wading pools, sandboxes, and buckets. Turn them over if you've got to. Just put them away. Whatever you have to do, avoid that standing water.
And listen, don't be fooled by some of the mosquito remedies that are out there, like bug zappers. They just don't work. They make a very satisfying zap, and they look cool, but less than 1% of the bugs killed in the zappers are biting insects. You know, for years I tried to find a mosquito product that would work, and I landed on one called Dynatrap, which I love because we set it up in the spring. It runs straight through to the fall, and it's not a zapper. It has a technology that is designed to reduce the mosquito population, and it really does prevent us from getting bites. In fact, once I hooked this thing up, I waited about 2 weeks, and they're gone. All summer long, they're totally gone. And I put it in from like March till September, and it works really, really well. So there's an option for you. We've got more advice at moneypit.com on how you can cut down the mosquito populations around your house. So check it out.
Alicia in North Carolina is on the line with the Money Pit. I have a question about a patio and deck. What's going on?
We have a patio cement slab in the back of our house. It runs the length of our house. On half of that slab, it sits our deck.
Okay.
We live in a split level, so the deck goes up rather high. It has posts that sit on this cement slab patio, and there's a crack going down the middle of it. When we bought the house about 3 years ago, we didn't notice the crack. It was there, but we really didn't notice it. And then I'd say about last year, we were sitting down and noticed that the crack is now splitting open. Now, our backyard slopes down. It's North Carolina. There's lots of that red clay. That's most of what our ground is made up of. And it's like the ground is pulling away from that cement slab because of rain and flooding in our backyard, which unfortunately floods as well. So it's making it worse. I don't know whether the footings are what they really should be. We've had a couple people come out and estimate the situation. I just don't know what to do.
First of all, are you convinced, Alicia, that this crack is active, that it's opening up, or is it just that you're paying attention to it now every time you walk out in the backyard, so maybe you're imagining it's getting bigger?
No, it's different looking than it was when we first bought it.
How big is the crack?
It's not huge. Not like it's, it's not like it's 3 inches big now. It's small still. It's opening up. The caulking isn't covering the crack anymore.
Okay.
So I'd say about quarter inch.
All right. It's not bad. So there's a couple of things you can do here. First of all, you do need to clean out that old caulk and reseal this one way or the other. Quikrete has a product that's made specifically for concrete slabs that you can use that will give you a textured finish, and it dries in about an hour, so you do want to reseal it. Now, in terms of, you know, not having to look at it, maybe doing something that would be a little more attractive, maybe slowing it down, I think you're right. The reason it's moving, if it is in fact moving, is it's exacerbated by waters. You know, cement slabs don't have footings, so there's nothing holding it back from doing this. And I just wonder if this deck was properly built because it's sitting on top of half of it. It really just shouldn't be sitting on the 4-inch concrete slab. It should be sitting on the footing below it. Be that what it may, another idea that you might want to consider is PaveStone makes a paver brick that is about half the thickness of a full paver brick. And it's designed for taking a cement slab that maybe doesn't look so hot and creating a beautiful paver patio with it. The way it works is you lay down the perimeter and then you sort of put your whole pattern in, and then you take up the perimeter, and you basically glue in the outside perimeter row. And then that holds all the bricks inside of it, and then you add this typical paver stone, and it looks fantastic. So that's available from PaveStone.
You know, my big concern is, you know, 5 years down the line, if we want to put the house on the market kind of thing, and I didn't want to – I wanted to do something – if I was already seeing an increase in the crack now – what would it look like 5 years?
A cement slab is not a structural part of your backyard or your patio, okay? It's just, it's basically there as a surface that you can work with. And if you put the pavers over it and it goes from a quarter of an inch to 3/8 of an inch, nobody's ever going to see that. The pavers are just going to shift. Product is made by PaveStone. It's actually called PaveStone Milano. That's the brand. That's the particular product that is the thinner version of the full PaveStone paver.
Okay.
And again, it can go down right on top of that slab, goes down really quick, and it'll look fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Whatever it is you are working on, give us a call so we can lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you love the beauty and durability of natural stone countertops, you get why they've been so popular these days. But you may not know that these stone tops also require a ton of maintenance to keep them looking as good as the day they were installed. We sort out if these attractive kitchen surfaces are worth the hassle in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Shining Care invites you to walk for elder abuse prevention this Saturday evening at the Sundial Bridge. Your entry fee allows you to walk anytime between 6 and 8:30 p.m. on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. You'll get a free purple t-shirt to wear at the event and a free treasure hunt ticket for a chance to win the treasure chest full of cash and prizes. Join in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention with proceeds funding free Shining Care services and programs in our community. For more info and to register, visit shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Moisture behind it, or how old is this house?
Well, the house was built in 78.
Because the other thing that can happen is if you have multiple layers of paint, sometimes you get delamination of an older surface of that paint. So what might be peeling off might not be like the paint from the kills or the kills from the prior paint. It could be a layer, several layers back. And when you have such a severe adhesion problem, the best thing to do is to strip the old paint off of the ceiling, then apply an oil-based primer like Kills or really any other brand that's a name brand, and then apply a flat ceiling paint on top of that.
Yeah, I did use the ceiling paint, but you know, now that you mentioned it, looking at where it's peeling, it does kind of, let me think here. Like a grayish color underneath the paint.
Yeah, so you see it may not be what you painted that's peeling. It might be a prior layer that's peeling.
Right, I follow what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to get all that old paint off and start from scratch, unfortunately.
So now do you have to, like, just scrape it or sand it? Or?
Well, no, you're going to need a paint stripper. You're going to need a paint stripper because you're not going to be able to scrape it. You've got to get that loose stuff off.
Wow.
Okay?
That's a lot of work.
I mean, look, the other thing you could do is you could put another layer of drywall right on top of that and just skin it. You wouldn't even need to use half-inch drywall. You could use quarter-inch drywall. You'd have a seam or two to tape and spackle. But then you'd start from scratch.
All right. Well, I appreciate the help on that.
And I think we just filled up a couple of weekends for you, too. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also very high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of stone tops worth the hassle? We highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So first up, stone countertops are somewhat indestructible, right? I mean, most of them can take a hot pot, and they're not going to dent, they're not going to chip. And home buyers love them, usually because they've never had to maintain them before. But given the popularity, you can argue that they will definitely add to your home's value. And of course, the stone is beautiful. It comes in many colors and patterns, and the finish is almost always clear, so all that natural beauty shines through perfectly.
Now, on the minus side, stone tops are costly compared to solid surface and, of course, laminate. Now, prices vary based on the type of stone, with quartz and granite usually sitting at the top tier. Now, marble can sometimes be less, but remember that marble surfaces are softer, and therefore they're not going to wear as well, plus they darken with age. Now, in terms of maintenance, granite tops demand the most. They're sealed upon installation, but we frequently hear from listeners who are dealing with stains from tomato sauce, coffee, vinegar, grape juice, all of those similar products that sort of soak into the granite and become very difficult to get out.
Now, if we had to choose one stone top, we'd probably go with engineered quartz. You'll find tops from major brands like Caesarstone and Silestone available in a large variety of colors, and they're called engineered because they're made from a mix of natural quartz and dyes and polyester resin and other chemicals, and they've got the definite advantage of being easy to maintain and not requiring those sealers.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Now we've got Laurel from Louisiana on the line with help with a tiling project. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are building a new house right now, and we're putting ceramic tile in the living room and the kitchen. And it's not going to be sealed, so we were wondering what was the best kind of sealant to put on that ceramic tile.
What kind of tile are you using that's not sealed? Are you trying to say that it's not glazed?
No, it was glazed, but I was told that you need to put a sealant over it to make the tile last longer.
No, not true. The glazing is plenty tough enough to protect the tile. The sealant usually refers to the grout. And if you seal the grout, it can help keep it cleaner and repel water. And the grout sealants are silicone based. So as long as you use a good grout sealant, and the time to do this is before you move in, you know, because once you move in, you start grinding some dirt in that tile, it becomes a lot harder to maintain. But if you seal the grout right after the tile is installed, that's the best time to do it.
What would be the best kind to use?
A silicone one. A silicone based grout sealant is what you're looking for.
And you want to look for one that, you know, applies in a manner that you're comfortable with. Like if you're doing a smaller grout line, you would look for one that almost looks like a nail polish brush or like a rolling foam wheel. With a floor tile, you know, you could be looking at a quarter inch to a half an inch grout line. So that's easier to apply. But, you know, you want to make sure you have something that you feel comfortable applying strictly to the grouted areas.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, over the past year, more than 11,300 kids have been treated for tip-over injuries, and almost 500 have died. We're going to share important safety tips to keep your kids safe next.
Live in a body pit.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverBendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverBendHome.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Join us on the Money Pit podcast by going to MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Hey guys, what are you working on? You need some tools to get those projects around your house done? Well, we have got a really great and super handy one up for grabs today to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun with a supply of T50 staples. Now, this is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant, it features all chrome steel housing, and it's made in the USA. So you can use it for repairs, upholstery, any sort of insulation, decorating, tacking up trim. I mean, the projects are kind of endless, and once you get a T50 staple gun in your hands, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to work on this, and now I'm going to work on that. So I promise you'll have lots of things to use all of those staples on.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com.
Betty in California needs some help with a toilet question. What can we do for you today?
I'm interested in the high-rise toilet. And I'd like the pros and cons and possibly a brand, because our plumber's thinking of using Kohler, the quick flush, and we're on well water, and that's it.
Well, there's really no cons of using a comfort height toilet, which is what that's called, not a high rise, but a comfort height. They're a bit higher than a standard toilet. And in terms of brands, one that I can recommend is called American Champion 4. I've got American Champion comfort height toilets in our house, and really doesn't matter what age you are, they're just easier to use. And the other benefit is that they use very little water and they don't clog. So I would take a look at the American Standard Champion 4 toilets and just get the accessible size and you'll be good to go.
Hey, here's an important safety note for families with kids. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is reporting a record number of tip-over injuries to kids. Now, this happens when kids try and climb up furniture like a bookcase or a dresser. And believe it or not, I've seen my son climb the inside of the refrigerator to get something from the top shelf. So they will climb anything that they deem climbable, which pretty much is everything. Now, over the last year, 11,300, which is about 44% of these kids under 18, have been treated for injuries. Now, out of that group of kids, 82% were fatalities, and those involved children between the ages of 1 month to 14 years. Now, part of the problem is that parents and caregivers don't suspect that the bookcase or dresser in their child's room can be hazardous, and they really are hidden hazards, and the tip-overs can happen fast.
Plus, I think there's probably a false sense of security. According to the 2020 CPSC survey, many parents who did not anchor furniture and TVs believed it was just not necessary as long as they were actually watching the kids. So if you want to protect your kids, you need to be aware of the problem and you need to take steps to prevent it from happening. So, for example, you got to anchor TVs and furniture like bookcases and dresser securely to the wall, and in your case, Leslie, the refrigerator.
Seriously. I mean, my goodness, they climb everything. You also want to avoid displaying or storing items such as toys and remotes in places where kids might be tempted to climb up to reach for them. And be sure you store heavier items on the lower shelves or even in the lower drawers and keep TV and cable cords out of the reach of kids. My goodness, they're going to climb it to get to whatever, so be safe.
This is such a serious problem. The Consumer Product Safety Commission actually has a separate and distinct website for this. It's called anchorit.gov, anchorit.gov. Check it out. They walk you through exactly how to secure the various types of furniture and appliances so that your kids are safe.
Heather in Texas is dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have, like, black spots in my restroom, and I'm not sure if that's mold, and I would like to know how can you fix it.
Without seeing it, I can't tell you, but if they're black spots, it probably is mold. And where are these spots? Is it on the wall? Shower curtain, tile, where? Ceiling?
In the wall.
On the wall. Do you have wallpaper on the wall?
No.
What you might want to do is mix up a bleach and water solution, about 10 to 15% bleach and the rest water. Spray it on those spots, let it sit for a bit of time, and then wipe it down with fresh water. So if there is mold there, that will kill it. The reason we usually get mold in bathrooms is because they're wet and damp all the time. A couple of things that you can do there is, do you have a bath exhaust fan in this room?
No.
Well, you should have one. And this is one of the reasons you should have one, because it will draw air out of that room when it gets damp, especially if you hook it up to a humidistat, so it's only running when there's moisture in the room. If you don't have that, then the only thing that you could do is just get into the practice of wiping down walls or using a squeegee to wipe most of the water off the bath, shower walls, that sort of thing, every single time and leaving the door open. But if you don't have a bath exhaust fan, you're always going to be fighting this. When you do repaint next time, make sure you use a paint that has a mildicide built into it, because that can also further reduce the chance of developing mold. Okay, Heather?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit with us. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Hey, have you ever had a water stain that just won't disappear? Well, we're going to tell you how to make it vanish for good after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing,
plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope you are enjoying this beautiful, warm, practically summer weather. I know that we are. Spending time outside is a welcome relief from everything that happens in the home office during the week. You know, we're all working in home offices, but somehow the stress followed me, Leslie. I don't get it. I still get crazy busy and back-to-back with calls and tasks, so I'm so glad when the weekend comes and I can rest and relax and do home improvement, because that's what I call enjoyment.
I know, except you're doing all these projects right in your office again. You just never leave it. Nicole wrote in and she's asking, what's the rule of thumb for painting over water stains? I recently fixed a leaking second floor shower, but noticed there's a black stain around the nail hole where the leak occurred, which I'm assuming is mold.
You know, I think it's natural to assume that any stain is mold, but in this case, Nicole, it's not. So, first of all, make absolutely certain that leak is fixed before we talk about painting. You say it's fixed, I mean, make sure it really, really, really is fixed. If you've gone for a couple of weeks, then I think you can assume that it was done correctly. Now, in terms of the stain, it's a reaction between the water and the drywall, the paper and the drywall and the paint that causes that discoloration. Now, the best way to deal with it is to prime that area first. So you have to use primer. Now, primer is different than regular paint, regular ceiling paint, because it has this adhesive quality that seals in all of that stuff that's underneath it, including the stain. So if you prime it first and then you paint over it, the stain won't come back. But if you don't prime it, the stain will come right through that new paint. In fact, it'll really frustrate the heck out of you, because you'll do this painting work and you'll put all the paint away and you'll take down the masking tape, clean the brushes and all that stuff. And the next day you go, man, I still see that stain. What's going on? It will continue to come through unless you prime it. Now, if it's a really big stain, then you have to maybe just prime the entire ceiling surface. But if it's a little one, you can spot prime it and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, Nicole, you got to remember, sometimes with a small spot, the finishes are going to match up just fine. But as it gets a little bigger, you might find that the finishes don't exactly match. So if it does get big, just paint the whole ceiling. All right, Corey just purchased a home, and she says, it was built in 1945 and has really pretty wood siding. I have a fear of termites and wondered if I could look into replacing the siding with vinyl.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone that has a fear of termites. I wonder if there's a scientific name for that. You know, like you're afraid of heights or you're afraid of spiders. There's got to be a scientific name for being afraid of.
Termitophobia?
Yeah, something like that. Well, listen, Corey, there's nothing to fear with termites. They're part of, you know, God's plan for getting rid of the dead wood. Now, if it happens that the dead wood is also your wood siding, of course, I see why you're concerned. But siding is generally not something that they eat. Where they usually infest is the framing of your house. They'll come up over or through the foundation, and they will eat away at the 2x4s or 2x6s or however your house is framed. The way you protect yourself is by first having a termite inspection done, sometimes once a year. It's a good idea to do this. And if you do discover termites, then you can have them treated. Now, the good news is that the chemicals that are treating termites today are very, very effective, and the termites don't know they're there. So when they pass through these chemicals, they're usually soaking into the soil of the foundation. They carry that back to the termite nest, and that eliminates the whole nest, and hence the problem, and sends whoever's left over to your neighbor's house for their next meal, but they leave yours. So I think you can continue to enjoy that pretty wood siding and have no fear of termites, just to be on the lookout for them, and if you see them, take action, and you'll be good to go.
But be afraid and then take action.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we so appreciate you spending some time with us today. We hope that we have been able to give you some valuable tips to save you time, save you money, save you hassles, and help you create your best home ever. If you have questions, no matter when you hear this show, you can always reach out to us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leave your question with us. We'll call you back the next time we record the show. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Things keep looking better and better for the travel industry.
The TSA says more than 2 million people streamed through U.S. airport security checkpoints on Friday for the first time since early March of 2020. But there's still plenty of room for improvement, since Friday's crowds were only 74% of the volume compared to the same day in 2019 before the pandemic hit. As the summer travel season approaches, TSA is advising passengers to arrive at the airport with sufficient time to accommodate increased screening time, as they expect the amount of travelers to approach and in some cases exceed pre-pandemic levels at certain airports. I'm Shelley Adler.
G7 unveiled an infrastructure plan for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but no immediate consensus on how to forcefully call out Beijing over human rights abuse. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro led thousands of motorcyclist supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo today and got hit with a fine for failing to wear a mask in violation of local pandemic restrictions.
The conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop a sound truck, where helmeted but largely maskless backers cheered and chanted Saturday as he insisted that masks were useless for those already vaccinated. That's an assertion disputed by most public health experts. São Paulo State Government Press Office said a fine, equivalent to about $110, would be imposed for violation of a rule that has required masks in public places since May of 2020. According to a survey by local authorities, 12,000 motorcycles participated in the pro-Bolsonaro event. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An armed suspect kept a garage at Baltimore, Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport shut down for hours yesterday before authorities say the man died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A Florida mother urging stricter packaging regulations on THC products after her 6-year-old daughter allegedly ate a Faded Fruits cannabis-infused gummy, thinking it was candy.
Morgan McCoy of Pensacola said her daughter, McKendrick, ended up in the hospital. The 6-year-old was visiting a friend's house and happened to see the bag of cannabis gummies laying around. Hungry for a treat, she ate the gummies. Hours later, the mother found McKendrick non-responsive, and then when she started going into a seizure, rushed her to the hospital. In a recent online post, the mother mentioned she received backlash and criticism over her parenting skills. Patrick Foss reporting.
On a vote of 81-16, the Senate confirmed the first American Muslim in the U.S. to serve as an Article III federal judge. He once served as a U.S. magistrate judge since 2019, previously worked in the Department of Homeland Security. More at townhall.com. Former Governor Chris Christie says the U.S. should consider the use of military force in the event China decides to invade Taiwan. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, the one-time GOP presidential candidate says the U.S. has a long-standing promise to protect the people of Taiwan from foreign invasion.
And I don't think the United States could back away from that. I think before Communist Chinese got to that point, as president, you'd have to make very clear to the Chinese that that was a bridge for them not to cross.
Meanwhile, Christie adds that Taiwan's an important U.S. and a strategic partner in the production of semiconductors. Meanwhile, fresh from the charming the leaders, though, at the Group 7 summit, Queen Elizabeth was back at her residence at Windsor Castle viewing a military parade to mark her official 95th birthday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Presented by Deep Sentinel, Schluter, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I think we're just a week away now from the official start of summer. And so why not take this weekend to finish up any outdoor projects that you'd like to get done to make sure you can enjoy every day of the warm weather ahead. If you've got questions on how to get those jobs done, you can reach out to us. We are here to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can call 24/7. If we're not in the studio, you'll be able to leave your question, and we will call you back the next time we get there. And you can always post your questions to moneypit.com because we love to help you with your questions, your problems, your do-it-yourself dilemmas. We'd love to give you inspiration and ideas to help you get those jobs done. So help yourself first and reach out to us. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to start outside by talking about backyard decks. They are a surefire way to increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, it is easy to make very expensive mistakes when you're building one. So we're going to tell you what you need to know to avoid doing that.
And also ahead, bathroom renovations are more popular than ever, but this is one project where you need to get those design details done right the first time. Now, these small rooms are complicated to renovate, and changing course mid-project can throw this project way off schedule. We're going to walk you through what you need to know.
And also, summer puts a lot of stress on your electrical systems. If yours is not up to snuff, you could get a shock of another kind. So we're going to share five signs. It's time to upgrade your service panel so it stays safe and stays on.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. What are you working on? Are you planning a big, awesome backyard? You're thinking about how you can enjoy your own home this summer season better than you did last year? Well, whatever it is, let us give you a hand.
Plus, we've got tools to give away to one lucky listener. We've got an Arrow T50. It is an awesome staple gun, perfect for lots of projects, going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Mary in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I'm redoing my basement, and I'm wondering about flooring. It has had a rubber-backed carpet, which has been taken up, so we're down to the concrete. And I'm just wondering what would be a good thing to put back down on the floor there.
So rubber-backed carpet was kind of popular at one point in time, but generally speaking, we don't recommend carpet for basements because they're so damp. You can build up a lot of debris down there that can cause allergic reactions. You get dust mites and all that sort of thing that will nest in the carpet. So I would look to a smooth surface material. So your options might be laminate floor, which is beautiful. It could look like hardwood floor or tile. It's made of different composite materials. It's very, very tough surface, and it floats. It's not glued down. It floats on top of the floor. Or you could choose a special type of hardwood floor called engineered hardwood. Now, solid hardwood would not be recommended for a basement because it's too moist, but engineered is made up of different layers of hardwood. It kind of looks like the guts of it kind of look like plywood, but the surface, it looks like a regular hardwood floor. You can't really tell the difference once it's down. And I think that would be a good option as well.
I really like the carpet down there.
Use area rugs. You're just going to be sad. It's just going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to make you feel yucky. It's going to feel damp down there.
And it's a very dated look today, too. I mean, things have changed in terms of decor. And I think the solid surface of a laminate floor or an engineered hardwood floor would be much more common today.
Is there something feasible in the price range, though?
Yeah, I mean, laminate floor is really affordable. You can get that for as little as maybe $4 a square foot.
Yeah, you know what? Go online. I've seen laminate flooring just south of $2 a square foot. So there's really some great options that are very affordable out there.
Okay, thank you.
Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Stan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, I had just bought a house that was built in 1995. It's a 4,000 square foot underground home.
Wow, that sounds neat.
And it's not a transformed, like, missile. I've been to Oklahoma, and I've seen these, like, missile launching areas that have been sort of retaken over and turned into homes.
No, this is actually a underground concrete structure that was specifically built to be a house.
Do you get to mow your roof?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Very cool. So what can we help you with?
Well, I knew when I bought this that it had a few leaks, and being that the house is getting close to being 20 years old, I feel that it's time to probably remove the dirt and expose and probably replace the roof, and especially since I have some leaks. I'm having trouble finding somebody that deals with any kind of underground structure home, and especially like in roof ceiling of that nature. And I was curious if, I mean, I'm sure this is probably going to be an expensive undertaking, but furthermore, after I go back and get it all done, when I find the contractor to do it, what maybe is there some care, preventative maintenance that how I care for that underground roof system, so I'm not coming back, you know, at a later date and time and going back through the same process?
There's no way we could give you the answer to that question, but we can give you some advice on how to approach it. What I would do is I would find an architect to spec out this roof project because it's a big project, 4,000 square foot roof. And I would have an architect or an engineer spec out the project. Let them do the research on what is the most viable materials out there right now available to replace this roof with. and have them prepare a specification for that. It's worth the investment, because then with that spec, you can bring it to qualified contractors, and I would guess probably the best contractors will be those that do commercial roofing, not residential roofing, and have them follow this specification exactly. I would not try to find a roofing contractor that has their own personal idea of how to do this, because you're not going to find somebody that's experienced in these homes. It's too unique. But if you find a building professional that could spec this out for you, do the research on the best way to replace that roof, that spec will be very valuable to you.
Perfect. That's a great idea. Never even thought of that.
All right. Well, good luck, Stan.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it.
We got to work smarter, not harder, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on to get ready for the summer season. Perhaps you've got some kids going away to camp this summer and you want to make the backyard your own oasis. Get rid of the pool toys and all the fun stuff and make it your cool adult backyard. Whatever it is, let us give you a hand with that project. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, adding a backyard deck is a great way to increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, there are some really easy ways to make costly mistakes. We'll tell you what you need to know to get that project done next.
You live in a money pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron liquid wood and wood epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's abatron.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, give us a call or go online, because right now at MoneyPit.com, you can enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes, and you could win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system from Deep Sentinel. Now, these guys are truly unique because they have real, live security guards watching your cameras 24/7. Now, Deep Sentinel prevents crime before it occurs, and Deep Sentinel prevents home break-ins, package thefts, auto break-ins, even tampering, loitering, and anything that's suspicious.
Now you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of 5 one-camera systems plus a full year of live security guard surveillance. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com and share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries. That's the Safe at Home Sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel on MoneyPit.com.
Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a sump pump question. How can we help you?
We have an issue with our furnace. It seems to be pulling sewer gas from our sump pump because that's where it drains into, and we can't figure out how to solve the issue. Temporary solution is to pour water in the sump pump. But then about 3 or 4 days later, we turn the furnace on, and it draws the sewage gas air again.
Well, let's talk about this. So first of all, what water from the furnace is being drained into the sump pump? Are you talking about the condensate line from the air conditioning system?
Yes, sir.
Is there a return duct in the basement area where this is, or in the room where this is? Or do you think it's coming in through the drain pipe?
We think it's coming in from the sump pump, and it's a wintertime issue because it happens when we turn the furnace on.
Well, if you think it's because it's reversing, it's pulling whatever soil gas is causing this unpleasant odor. If you think it's coming in because of the drain line, there's a really simple solution. Put a trap in it. So if the drain line has a P-trap, kind of the same kind of that sort of U-shaped pipe that's underneath the bathroom sink, then that pipe will stay filled with water and will not allow any gases, any air, to back up through it and get into the furnace.
That's not built into the furnace already?
Not always. I mean, it depends on the workmanship of the installer. But no, you would see it on the outside. If you don't see a P-trap, it doesn't have one. The other thing that could be causing this, and sometimes this happens, is occasionally, and I don't want to freak you out, but occasionally you'll get a rodent that will die inside of a return duct. And if that happens, yeah, the stink can go on for quite a while. But I would take a look at that drain line, and if it doesn't have a trap in it, do that. And make sure it's filled with water when you start, if it's the winter, because it won't be. And I think you won't find any more air gets through that pipe. Sharon, thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, it's easy to make costly mistakes. Here's what you need to avoid. Now, think about traffic flow and convenience. Most people like their decks to be just off of the kitchen, you know, for obvious reasons. But if you're going to build a wraparound deck, try to have the door to the deck just off of the kitchen, which is going to make summer barbecuing and even wintertime grilling a breeze.
Now, you also want to make sure that you include room for a dining area with chairs and that it's not between you and the pathway from the kitchen to the grill. And don't forget to consider options like built-in benches and planters and even lighting, which can all make your deck much more accommodating and comfortable. Now, if you choose to build a wooden deck, keep in mind that the least expensive option, which of course is pressure-treated wood, does require upkeep in the form of stain and sealants to keep out the weather.
Now, if you want wood and you really can afford it, cedar is an excellent choice since it's naturally weather and insect resistant, and it weathers to a nice, really gorgeous gray tone. Now, composite decking, that generally requires little to no upkeep, but it's considerably more expensive than most wood decking, and you're not likely to recoup any of that cost in terms of value added from a sales point of view. However, if you're planning on staying in your home for the foreseeable future, it's a good option that eliminates the worry of splinters on bare feet, you know, lots of maintenance, which you will eventually just sort of succumb to because you will constantly be staining, restaining, cleaning, all the things that go around the deck.
For more tips, you can check out how to plan an amazing deck. It's online at moneypit.com.
All right, now we're heading out to Las Vegas where Bruce is on the line with a question about windows. What can we do for you today?
I wanted to know about your opinion on the effectiveness of e-windows.
I have approximately 3,000 square foot home that's two stories that I actually don't put the air conditioning on until it's about 110 outside, and then then I put it on to about 85. And I have some shutters in the house, so I wonder what you thought on e-windows.
Well, when you say e-windows, Bruce, are you talking about low E?
Yes. Okay. I think that's what they're called, right?
Yeah. So low E, and the E stands for emittance. And basically what it is a reflective coating that is on the glass. And most high-efficiency windows, or I would dare to say almost all of them, have a low E coating. And what it does is it takes the UV from the sun and reflects it back outside. So very, very important to have low E window glass in Las Vegas, especially with the heat that you experience. That's going to make a dramatic difference on how much heat actually gets into the house itself, because the low E glass will reflect it back out. So it is definitely a measure of efficiency and something you want to look for when you're shopping for those windows.
Okay, well, with the caveat that, like I said, I don't put the air on until it gets to be about 110 outside.
I understand, but no matter what comfort level you like to use that air conditioning, you're going to be using less of it if you have low E glass.
And any idea of approximate cost of and the difference of...
You know, I wouldn't consider for a second not using low E glass in a house, no matter where it was in the country that I was building or putting windows in. I wouldn't be able to tell you what the cost difference is, but if it's a thermal pane, average quality thermal pane window, it's going to have low E glass.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bruce. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Sandy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have ceramic floors, and they're ceramic tile, and they're probably 20 years old, and they just don't come clean anymore. They're real porous, and we've scrubbed them with a scrub brush, and they will come sort of clean, but that's a whole lot of work. We've tried different cleaners, vinegar and water and softened scrub and Clorox and water and soda and water, and they just don't come clean. And short of tearing them up, what could we possibly do for them?
Yeah, it sounds like the glaze is worn off the ceramic tile, and as a result...
Well, you know, I don't even know if it ever had a glaze.
So most tile have a glaze, unless it's like a natural Mexican tile or something like that. I would be very surprised to find any tile out there that didn't have a glaze finish to it. The surface will wear down after a really long, long time, and it depends on the quality of the tile. So I don't have a really good solution for you. It's a fairly unusual problem. You know, you can clean the grout, you can replace the grout, you can seal the grout, but the tile surface itself, it's not really possible to add an additional sort of glaze coat to that. So you might want to think about some other floor options. A really inexpensive one, by the way, would be laminate floor. It works really well in the bathroom because it's very moisture resistant. It kind of snaps together. And it floats on top of the original floor. So really all you have to do is install it, put in a new saddle where the door comes across, maybe some shoe molding between that and the baseboard, cut it around the toilet, and you're good to go. So there are other floor choices. Or if you want to just maintain that ceramic tile, you could also put a second layer of tile over the top one, over the first one, without removing that original layer. As long as that original layer is solid, there's no decay or softness or structural deficiency there, you can put a second layer of tile on top of the first tile, top of the first layer of tile, and still be good to go. All right, Sandy?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Randy in Ohio is on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I just built a deck, and it's got that new wood look, you know. What kind of stain can I put on it?
So you have a number of options. You said you just built it, so you might want to let it dry out. Sometimes we don't recommend staining until about the second year, because the pressure-treated lumber is going to have a lot of moisture in it. But when you are ready to treat it, what I would recommend that you use is a solid color deck stain. Deck stains come in solid color and semi-transparent, and if you use solid color, it basically has more pigment in it, so it tends to last a lot longer. So go for a good brand, a good quality brand of a solid color deck stain, and I think that's something that you'll hope to get maybe two or three seasons out, depending on the use of your deck.
All right. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your questions at 1-888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. You know that Angie app, it really helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Coming up, bathroom renovations are one project where you need to get the design decisions done right the first time so that you can stay on schedule and stay on budget. We're going to walk you through what you need to know next. 888-BODY-FIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, bathrooms have certainly become an oasis within the home. And now with continued improvements in available products, there are many design decisions that need to be made before a new bathroom project can get started.
Well, to learn more about the many options now available in bath and shower design, we're joined by Andrew Acker, the Director of Education for Schluter Systems. Welcome, Andrew.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So, Andrew, there are so many options today when it comes to doing a bath design, starting really from the drain on up. The one thing that Schluter brings to this is a system that assures that whatever we want to do inside that space, it's going to be watertight and vapor tight, right?
That's correct. That's our system.
So once you get to that point where you know you're going to have a smart base, everything's going to be watertight, you truly have basically a gajillion decisions to make. And I think it starts with, you know, what kind of look are you going for in the bath? What is the functionality? And I think one of the main jumping off points is choosing that tile, but then sort of determining how that shower is drained, because there are a couple of options there that I think people don't even realize, and that can help determine a totally different design style.
That's right, Leslie. We can address a lot of the consumer's desires as far as the design elements. Certainly, the shower has to function. It has to manage the moisture, both the liquid and the vapor form, as you mentioned. But then we get to the design ends. What are those design elements that the consumer really likes? And one, for instance, is the line drain. Instead of having a centralized point drain, you might choose to have a long linear drain because you want to put a large format tile, for instance, on the shower floor. You want to maybe carry the same large format tile that's on the bathroom floor right into the shower uninterrupted. And with central drains or point drains, you're limited to the size tile that you can put on one of those trays or pans based on the way it's sloping in two directions. But with the line drains, you have one flat plane sloping down towards a linear drain. So now the design possibilities are endless for the consumer.
Now, speaking of design possibilities, so many of us are spending more years in our homes than ever before, maybe not moving out as quickly to those retirement places. We want to think about how we use the bath as we age. And one of the trends in there is to go completely curbless so that you don't have to step up and over into a shower pan. You can kind of basically walk right in, or if you have a limited mobility, you could even be wheeled right in. What's the difference between doing a curbed and curbless, though, when it comes to making sure it's waterproof?
Well, there is a way to do that. You're right. That's become very popular, the aging-in-place movement, to where you do design something that you might not necessarily need right now, but you're planning on staying in your home for a long time, so you are planning for the future. But it doesn't have to look utilitarian. It can look very, very pleasing, have all the aesthetics you want. So one of the key elements to removing a curb is, are you just removing a curb or are you making it truly barrier-free? So those are really two definitions. But if you're just removing the curb, that's what used to hold the water back. Now what are you supposed to do? Well, you have to place the drain in a place where the water can get to it readily, and you have to carry your waterproofing right out of the shower area that was traditionally the wet area out onto the bathroom floor, which was traditionally the dry area. So now we're treating that area with a waterproof membrane also.
You know, I won't tell you how many years ago this was, but when I was in college, I actually lived in Denmark, and I went to a school for architecture there, and I was surprised when I moved into the dormitory, the bathrooms in the dormitory, which was one per room. There was no curb. There was no tub. The entire floor was essentially the shower pan. We had a curtain, and then we had a drain. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. You know, why do we go through all this work to cut this corner out of the bathroom? And just the corner is waterproof. Why not make the entire surface waterproof by moving the drain? That's kind of what you're saying here, right?
That's exactly right, Tom, and that has been the case in Europe for quite some time. You didn't want to tell, what years those were, but it's been that way for decades now, actually.
Yeah.
And I had the same epiphany when I went to Europe for the first time and went into the bathroom and said, well, where's the shower? And realizing, well, the whole bathroom is actually the shower because of the way they treated the moisture management, the way they waterproofed the floor, up the walls. Yeah, it makes it very convenient. No curb, no door. Many times not even a splash shield or maybe a small one. But, yeah, that's all part of the design, and it's gotten very popular here in the U.S. and Canadian market also.
Well, that's great. I mean, there are so many choices, and I think when it comes to the functionality of the shower, or at least how you're going to use that space when you're in it, there's a lot of questions as to where do I put the soap? Where do I put the shampoo? All of the things that you need on a day-to-day, but you want to have it in a stylish, well-thought-out manner. So what's your opinion on, like, all of those built-in niches and shelf options that are out there?
Well, they're great additions, and this is what the consumer really envisions when they're thinking about their bathroom. It's not just a place to get ready for the day any longer. It's more of a spa or retreat-like environment. So in that case, they're thinking about design elements, as you said, Leslie, like niches, like benches, taking out the curb, you know, making it aesthetically pleasing. So those things all used to be a challenge to the tile industry in order to get them to function the way the design intended. So now we do have function and design because we can waterproof those systems all very simply with our Curti membrane or even with our pre-made curbs and benches that are already made out of material that cannot be affected by moisture and are waterproof in themselves. So introducing those type of building elements, those design elements, have never been simpler. And so you get the design you want, and the consumer, the homeowner, gets the function that they need also.
You know, your systems essentially eliminate every weak link in the waterproofing design, because every time we have an angle change or an intersection, that's where leaks happen. And because this is all designed to work together, that's really no longer an issue. Andrew Acker, the Director of Education for Schluter System, thanks for educating us on all the opportunities there are for bath and shower design today, made possible by the waterproof systems developed by Schluter.
Well, thanks very much for having me on. It's been a pleasure, Tom and Leslie.
Coming up, do you experience tripped circuits a little more often than you'd like? Like, say, when you're in the middle of blow-drying your hair? Well, if you do, it might be time to upgrade your electrical panel.
We'll share five signs you might need an upgrade in today's Pro Project, presented by Angie, next.
You live in a body pit.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, let us know what you are working on. It's the summer, so it better be an outside project. Are you thinking about putting in a pool? Or maybe that pool that you ordered last summer with the pandemic is finally going to arrive? You never know. Everything is backed up and busy, but whatever you are working on, we are ready now to help you with your project. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all of your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today. Now check out the Money Pit podcast where you have access to all sorts of content anytime you like, and you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, we've got a handy tool to give away to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and a supply of staples. It is America's best-selling staple gun. It's going out to one listener, drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Well, your home's electrical panel is made up of circuits that provide electricity to your home. Now, you probably never think about it until a circuit trips, and then you have to think about it. But if you find that that's happening more often, it could be a sign that you need to upgrade your electrical service panel. So we've got five signs that your service panel might need an upgrade in today's Pro Project presented by Angie.
Now, first off, let's talk about faulty wiring. This is what happens like when a wire short circuits or it overheats, and it's a leading cause of residential fires in the U.S. So what you need to look for are things like dimming or flickering lights, any kind of a burning smell, or sparking or discolored power outlets. All of those could indicate a problem.
Now, next up, let's talk about fuses. Now, I think a lot of people sort of interchange these words, fuses, circuit breakers. Well, they function the same. They prevent short circuiting or circuit overload. Now, if the circuit pulls more electricity than your wiring can handle, they're going to turn that circuit off to prevent it from overheating and potentially causing a fire. But that's it. That's where the similarity ends.
Now, if a fuse trips, it has to be replaced. Circuit breakers just need to be reset. And unfortunately, in most cases, fuses are interchangeable. But that's the problem, because very often the wrong size fuse gets installed when one trips because they all fit the same hole, so to speak. They have kind of like a light bulb thread on them, so they all fit the same spots. And that's the issue, because if you have a circuit that needs a 15-amp fuse and you put a 20-amp fuse in it, it's not doing its job because the wire is going to overheat before the circuit pops. And that's why a lot of insurance companies won't insure a home with fuses. But in either case, if you do blow a fuse or a circuit breaker, it's important you figure out why that happened before you do anything, because otherwise it's going to happen again. So if you were running your air conditioning and somebody was vacuuming and you were ironing clothes at the same time, that's probably what's going on. But if it's not quite so obvious, you may need to get an electrician.
Oh, yeah. I can't toast and use the microwave at the same time. Cannot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all learn our homes like sort of limitations.
I know, totally. But here's another sign, guys, that you may have an overworked electrical system is the excessive use of extension cords and power strips. So if you find yourself plugging nearly everything into one power outlet via power strips and extension cords, it's a good idea to upgrade your system. Now, you can install new electrical outlets and a circuit where they're needed and then minimize fire and tripping hazards.
Now, if you're upgrading major appliances, that's the time to upgrade your panel as well. So this would be things like a pool, a hot tub, a spa, you know, a new central AC unit, or any kind of other appliance that uses a ton of energy. Standard panels provide 100, 150, or 200 amps of power, but if you have anything less, it could be a challenge.
I can't believe there's anything less than 100. You can barely do anything with 100.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in the years I spent as a home inspector, I'd find like 60-amp panels.
On a real house?
On a real house, yes. On a real house, not like a dollhouse. A real house.
You know what I meant. I meant like a small apartment or something.
I do, yeah. A real house.
Oh, my goodness. So say you've got that small apartment or small home and you're planning a large remodeling project or an addition, it's a good idea to update that panel. You're probably going to need to add circuits to support that new addition anyway, and your old panel just isn't going to have room to expand. You can always add a second sub-panel when this happens, but it's probably more cost-effective to just replace the original panel with one that's big enough to handle everything.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Nina in Arizona's got a log home that's cracking up. What's going on?
My husband and I bought a log home, and the exterior walls on the inside are cracked. The logs are cracked. What can we do to fill that in and make that look better?
You can fill them in with, there's various types of wood filler out there that you know, can be colored and stained to match that. But I think you're going to be chasing it over and over and over again, so you might want to proceed cautiously.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's really no solution for it?
I think you're better off kind of accepting that that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, it's not like finished hardwood furniture or something. You know, it's a log, so it's supposed to have that rustic look to it.
Okay, that's kind of what my husband said, so.
Oh, you see, you should have listened to him, Nina. You just thought he was trying to get out of work, didn't you?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
So glad we could solve that spat.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, they're back. I'm not talking about poltergeists. No, I'm talking about garden gnomes, which can also be scary. I mean, they're making their way from punchlines to potted plants, even dish towels. And they're not the only surprise trend in yards and gardens. That and more after this.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Joe wrote in and he writes, my concrete driveway installed in 1995 is showing wear, pitting, and flaking. Can it be repaired? The contractors are recommending tear out and replace, but I don't think it's that bad.
I'm shocked. The contractors have no way to fix that. So they see, oh my gosh, you need a whole new driveway, Joe, and we're just the guys to do it for you. Aren't you lucky we're here? In fact, we probably have extra concrete left over from the last job that we didn't need to do. So, listen, Joe, you can fix this. As long as the deterioration, as you describe it, is surface deterioration, pitting and flaking, because there are products today that you can resurface that driveway with. The best one is called Recap. It's made by Quikrete. And what these guys have done is they've specialized in developing a product that can bond to the old concrete. So it's process. You pressure wash the driveway, you apply the Recap, and you sort of use a squeegee to kind of spread it out. You can put a broom finish on it if you want to have a stiff finish like that, so you're not going to have any slippage in the wintertime. And the nice thing about this stuff is it just doesn't chip off again. Pretty much most other products I've seen will eventually chip away from the original surface. This becomes one with it. In fact, I've seen a test where they try to pull it off after the fact. Can't be done. They end up taking out half of the original driveway by trying it. So check out the Recap product from Quikrete. I think you can save this driveway. And in fact, you could do it yourself. You don't need to have your contractors tear it out.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? That Recap product, you can use it really well on, you know, porches, steps, patios, whatever's starting to look a little bit worn. I mean, it definitely does the job of sort of refacing, recapping, making it look beautiful, and that's exactly what you need.
Well, you're looking for more fun in yards and gardens? Leslie's got the latest surprise trend in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what's going on out there?
Yeah, you know, this falls under the topic of what's old is new again. And in that spirit, garden gnomes are for real making a big comeback. You know, in fact, folks are setting up entire fairy gardens. They're beautiful. They can be fun, whimsical, enchanting, and I mean just downright delightful. I have a friend, Debbie, who does a fairy garden in her little sort of container garden outside of her apartment all summer long, and it's so fantastic and just lovely. I mean, every enchanted garden is just a little bit different, and I think that's really where the fun begins. So here's a few ideas that can help you get started, along with tips to keep your fairies happy. So before you start putting anything in place, you need to choose a theme. The containers, the location, you know, maybe it's the flower pot, maybe it's under the tree, maybe it's in a little special secret area of the flower bed. Whatever it is, pick that spot and stick to it. Now, as you start to collect items for the fairy garden, it's smart to lay them out in a place to sort of get a feel for how the garden will take shape before you start adding those small details or gluing things on. Now, as for plants, many types are going to work well in an enchanted garden, but those that are particularly well-suited include ferns, succulents, bonsai trees, primroses. They all just seem kind of magical. And if you're wondering where to find the very magical fairy garden gnome, we're going to have a complete guide to the most popular collections. Just search Fairy Gardens on MoneyPit.com.
And coming up next week on the Money Pit, we're going to talk about water features like ponds or waterfalls. I mean, they can really help turn your landscape into something that's very cool and special. I mean, it could be something as small as a trickling waterfall or a tiny pond. It gives you a kind of a focal point for your outdoor space and attracts some wildlife. We're going to dive in on how to build those out yourself on the very next edition of The Money Pit. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.